The WHO recently declared Nigeria Ebola-free. A special advisor to the President of Nigeria on Youth and Sports Affairs, Jude Imagwe, said public education in all the 36 states were undertaken to contain the spread. He said people were made to know that Ebola is not a death sentence but becomes one when hidden. Mr. Imagwe attended the Nigeria Youth Summit in Accra and spoke to Radio Ghana.
A special advisor to Goodluck Jonathan on Youth and Sports Affairs, Jude Imagwe, described Ebola as another terrorist attack that the country could not treat lightly whilst dealing with Boko Haram. This is how he described the disease and how it restricted the lives of Nigerians.
With an epidemic like that of Ebola, which was a respecter of no age, respecter of no religion, and respecter of no tribe or status, which was a dreaded viral disease that was dreaded by everybody. You see that even religious places had to restructure their ways of worship, like the Christendom, the Catholic practice, where the sign of peace was restrained from exchange of handshakes and becomes a regular sign of peace.
He said it was a threat that was to be restricted under a national emergency.
Government set out centers across the 36 states, including FCT 37 in the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Government had doctors, volunteers trained. Government came out with several orientation programs hourly for the Nigerian people, visitors, and every Nigerian to win back their consciousness on the right for being vigilant and above it on the right of being observant.
Mr. Jude Imagwe talked about other measures taken to contain the disease.
Lectures, seminars, and symposiums, jingles to win the consciousness of people periodically, and the government rose up as a protector of the people to educate the people, played their civic role for protection of lives and property. And this was won by everybody because everybody was placed on their toe and everybody adhered to instructions that were given out. Instructions of ensuring that your hands are washed severally. Except it was extremely necessary. Be careful of how you shake people. So I feel any country that suffers from it today should equally come up with policies, orientation, and educative work for the citizens to know that Ebola is not death sentence. But when you hide it, it becomes death sentence.